It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Yeah. While they're challenging the man in the squares in Cairo, we've been challenging the man right here in the United States of these Americas. And we have some big challengers online. Pete Iyer, you know, is a good friend of the show, and Adam Miller. You know, Adam, we got him on copblock.org. Weren't you just in jail, man?
Yeah, I got out of jail yesterday afternoon for a contempt of court charge.
Yeah, and you have contempt. You know, what do you got to do? Just stand up and say, contempt. I have contempt for this court. Put me in jail. Or do you do something that kind of manifests the same thing? What will happen?
Well, as you said, my colleague and partner in crime, I guess, Pete Iyer, was arrested in Keene District Court in New Hampshire for wearing a hat. He was assaulted by two Keene police officers, handcuffed and dragged out of a courtroom. And the next day, there is an arraignment for his hearing, and during it, the judge ordered him to stay in jail because he didn't provide his name, because he was simply asking the bailiff to apologize and to be left, to be released. And when the judge said that, I kind of spoke out in my, maybe not in the best way, but spoke out and said I wasn't approving of the judge's actions. And for interrupting his court, he put me in the Chester County Jail on a contempt charge for 60 days, and then actually let me out after 16.
Well, why did he let you out after 16? Why not keep your butt in there?
Some good friends of mine and the great activists over at freekeen.com filed some motions for reconsidering the sentence, and he took it. I made a statement saying that I realized that maybe my actions weren't done in the most appropriate manner or time, but yet that, jails aren't built for people who speak out, and that, it's punishing more than just myself, but taxpayers, and a waste of correctional staff and resources, amongst other things. And he thought about it for like 4 hours after my court date, and I guess must have thought it was a good idea to let me out, and that jails aren't meant to house people who speak out,
They are meant to house people that speak out against the man, what do you think they're for?
Right. What other job in the world can put a man in a jail for telling them that they don't like what they're doing? I mean, only a judge has that power. And just because he didn't like what I said when I said it, he put me in a cage. I mean, no one else could do that. Your boss cannot put you in a cage if you tell him off. I mean, we call that kidnapping, if it's not done in a courtroom.
Monopoly of force. Monopoly of we get to tell you what we want you to do and you don't do it, we're going to put you in the hoosegow. Well, this
exactly.
is...
And to think this started off of wearing a hat. Two people went to jail because some person wore a hat in a building where a man who wears a robe says you can't do that.
Well, who was wearing the hat and what kind of hat was it?
Well, it was Pierre, and it was a Time's Up with the Gadsden flag hat. And, it was cold in New Hampshire. We had just gotten in the courtroom.
Well, I mean, it's like a baseball hat or a stocking hat or what kind of hat?
Yeah, kind of like a trucker baseball hat, but we had just sat down in court, weren't even there a minute, didn't have our jackets off, and the bailiff came up to take off your hat, and Pete said, no, it's my property. And then he grabbed the hat, and Pete said, hey, sir, don't touch my property. And then all of a sudden, the Keene cop said, you're out of here, and grabbed him by the neck and threw him on the ground while another cop put a knee in his back. I mean, people who want to see the video can go to copblock.org/freepete, FREEPETE, and there's a video there It's on a Cop Watch YouTube channel where the Keene police clearly, in my mind, assault a man for wearing a hat.
Well, I'm showing a picture here for those watching the video. It has a Keene police officer, you know, in the courtroom where you guys were wearing a stocking hat.
Yeah, and that's just it. 5 minutes later, I wasn't in the room myself, but another, you know, activist here in Keene, New Hampshire, snapped a picture. You know, not even 5 minutes later, a Keene police officer came in wearing a hat, and the arresting officer was standing right there. The judge was in the courtroom, and no one said a word. You know, just
because
to highlight the arbitrariness of the law.
It's arbitrary, man. You know, what has been the ramifications of this? I mean, you know, you're Pete, he was released how much time later? How was his case handled?
Well, Pete was released. He was arrested on Monday and then released on Thursday. He finally gave a name. I'm not too exactly sure on the details. And they released him, and he just had a preliminary hearing yesterday as well. And there he just pled not guilty, and the prosecutor tried to said they'd knock it down, like the class of misdemeanor it is, and Pete asked for an apology again, and that he should watch the videos. And the officer slash prosecutor said he would watch the videos and call him back next week or something
Now, what's interesting to me is that you have this culture that's building up around in Free Keene to where I would think that law enforcement and the judges and the court system and so on, they understand what you guys are doing and why and how they could avoid this kind. I mean, what they're really doing is they're putting their chest out and they're doing the respect my authority and you will comply. And it's getting to the point to where I would think that they knew who Pete was. He just wanted him to kiss the ring and voluntarily give up his name, right?
I mean, I don't know if it was even that much. I think it was just a bailiff who, you know, some of them are good. Some of them are like, you know, they'd say you can't film the lobby, but activists have been to jail for that. And so they don't really get too crazy with it. Every now and then you get a guy who's having a bad day or does something else and they haven't something with it. And that seemed to be what it was that day. I mean, like I said, we weren't even there. I don't think Pete and that bailiff have ever talked to each other before, at least not in my presence. And he just, you know, that day he was going to enforce the arbitrary rules of the court. You know, maybe if it wasn't that, it would have been not rising or not taking your jacket off. I don't know. I mean, who knows what the rules are? They change so often. Who can keep up with them? I mean,
So what is it? Tell me the atmosphere. You've been spending a lot of time in Keene, have you?
Yeah, I mean, we came up here. Unfortunately, Pete and I were charged last summer in Massachusetts for filming police officers. They call it felony wiretapping. So we came up here in early January to attend that trial. And then through the, you know, justice system, which works really slow for the innocent, they tried to combine trials and through motions and ultimately got a continuance again. So it was another month. So, yeah, we're hanging out here and probably going to spend some more time here until that court case is done and really just getting better with the activists that are up here, which is, you know, as some people might not know, and they can go to freeking.com, but New Hampshire, the Free State Project, is, you know, the Liberty Capital, and it's probably where some of the best activism is going on, you know. I think with you guys in Phoenix, that is, of course.
Yeah, of course. We have some of the guys.
We're always going back and forth.
You guys are always welcome, man. You know, we got this spring. We need to go hit the time capsule again.
For sure.
You know, what's happened is, yeah, we got this time capsule. Pete and Adam and a bunch of us, we put out, and I mean, the middle of a water canyon lake in the back of walking through traipsing.
What a hike that was.
Yeah,
man.
I know. It's safari. Safari.
Right,
you know,
yeah,
I found out? I don't know if I told you guys. I was looking on Google Earth where we had put the time capsule about three times the distance from what we did before. But it was easier hiking, I think, you know, other than this canyon boulder climbing waterfall and thing. But about three times the distance, there's an enormous oasis out in the middle of the desert. And I go,
Oh, wow. Oh,
we want to go, man. We're going to make a day out of that. So you guys get back here and it's warm, man. We're going to do it up. But, the one thing that I wanted to kind of get from you for the audience is that as you're doing a lot of the Liberty on Tour stuff with Marv, the mobile authority resistance vehicle, that's what it stands for, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, Marv, we got, you know, a lot of stories around that, but you've also started, you're kind of the center behind copblock.org, which we know a lot of the guys here like Nick Barnett and Zoe and Drew and these guys are making use of it here in Phoenix, and they're participating with that. When we come back, Adam Miller is going to explain you know, how it's going, not just with him and here in Arizona, but around the country. We'll be right back.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. We're talking with Adam Miller. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on. I got breaking news here dealing with this Egypt thing and so on. But you know what's interesting is we have the same kind of thing, you know, slow burning here in the United States. We have a culture of free speech that is more tolerant of it, but you have just as much a culture inside the government that says, oh, hell no, you're not allowed to complain. Sit down and shut up. And I'm going, this is one thing that I've always been adamant about. When are we no longer allowed to dissent? I need to know when that happens. I need to know. Well, Adam and Pete have been finding a whole lot of circumstances when you're not allowed. You know, give me some of them. And then I wanted to talk about cop block. But before we get to that real quick, you know, is there any place that you think is more supportive of free speech and some places that you think are more, not?
Well, I mean, this conversation came up yesterday when I was on a radio show. They were talking about the freest countries in the world. And, you know, the United States isn't the freest. And it's always, you know, 5 to 10, you know, maybe a little deeper in some other ones on the list. Meaning, you know, there's at sometimes 10, 11, you know, or so other countries that are more free. But I made the point is that none of them are absolutely free, you know, and that's the goal. So, I mean, I don't know, you know, where we rate or how it is. And even if we were still number one, I'd still advocate for the things you do because liberty, you know, got to be watched.
No, I'm not talking about the United States. I'm talking about, you know, you've been all over the country. You know, tell me, I mean, is the South more tolerant than the North, less tolerant, the West, East? I mean, how does this break out?
Well, I mean, New Hampshire is great. I mean, up here, when you film police officers, they don't freak out like they did in New Jersey on me one time and tried to intimidate me, or in Mississippi where they arrest you, or like Denver. But I don't know. Like, everyone has their differences. You know, they have better gun laws here and less tax, but yet in another area, like, you have more, like, recreational drugs that are, people aren't being caged for victimless crimes. So it's give and take. I think ultimately New Hampshire would be my first on the list for the most free. Arizona, you guys got great activism and you know, open carry laws. Those are big for me. And then after that, I have to say,
no,
I can't even think of
nowhere.
there's not really good. And Tennessee's pretty good. I mean, like, they got a good like self-sufficient places going on there. So I like that idea. You know, being off the grid and you know the man not watching you. So.
Well, you know, we have Citizen X, Glenn Jacobs. He was on the show Monday.
Yeah.
And, that boy's well-read, man. He knows what's up, and mm-hmm. he can articulate it well. And he's doing what he can to kind of help the local activists there in Tennessee being able to express themselves for freedom. And he's doing a really good job, too. So whenever I look at any place or any kind of a cultural representation of more freedom or people resisting the man, or it always comes down to an individual or a small group of individuals. So when you see, and I just, in the last segment, you know, or before, at the end of the first hour, man, I went off on the Libertarian Party. I don't often do that, but they're just really, man, they're just, oh, man, they're getting against my grain. I'm so sick of the whining. You know, of the inactivity, of the, you know, the mamby-pamby, milquetoast kind of, you know, just, ew.
Unfortunately, it's not even the party. It's just the political process. I mean, it's all a drain. It's all built off of the work of others, and it's more or less like, you know, it's paying the mafia. It's paying the man, and that does no good, you know. I mean,
well, it's more than
all
that.
All the regulations and laws, and they don't do any of these things about it.
It seems like the political process in and of itself, this concept that, yes, you should put me in charge, I'll rule you better, attracts a certain type of person. And, you know,
exactly. I mean, you were talking about Egypt, and that's exactly what people say, oh, how do you feel about Egypt? You know, I just got out yesterday, so everyone's like, Egypt, Egypt, Egypt. I said, hey, it's great. I'm glad that people are in the streets and trying to take a stand. That's awesome to see. Yet they're just fighting for whose ideas they want to use on everybody else anyways, you know, until they break that cycle. What are they really doing? Until they say, hey, we're all equal. There is no more vehicle of government to say that you can or can't do this or that my ideas are the best.
Oh,
everybody's
Adam.
Ideas will work it out.
Who's your buddy, man? Who's your buddy? Let me tell you a little story. You've been in jail. Let me tell you what's going on.
Okay.
Starting last Friday, I've been interviewing a lot. I just had, one guy on today, two people yesterday, day before, on Egypt. You know, people that are professors and from there. And so I've been doing it up. And the main thing that I'm wanting to get to this basic question, and I'm going, if they are rebelling, what are they rebelling against and for what? And it's becoming pretty obvious, way more than I anticipated, that it's a cross-section, and of course it has a lot of youth in it, and they're like, you know, we just want to be left alone, we want to be able to be free to do whatever we want, we're tired of regime and change, putting in another guy and getting rid of this guy and doing the same thing is not going to flush with us. So I'm going, this is a Declaration of Independence type thing, this is 1776 kind of deal for the entire Arabic culture. And it's not a religious thing. It's a secular, we just want to be left alone thing. So I go, all right, what if we sent our flower-throwing Molotov cocktail bandit guy and it says, we know the truth. What if we had that logo with we know the truth in Arabic? How would they respond to that? We know the truth. What's the truth? That they want to be left alone, that the government is corrupt, that we want to be have self-determination, blah, 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 blah. So I'm going, cool. Then I go to International Society for Individual Liberty, and I said, the flash animation that you guys have that says the philosophy of liberty, which is a great representation of self-ownership, is that in Arabic? No. It's in dozens, if not 100 other languages, but not Arabic because it's right to left. It's a little bit more difficult font and so on. So we got them working on a guy in Moscow right now is translating that into Arabic. Of all the contacts and guests that I've had and people that are on the show and different organizations and people that I know that have contacts in Cairo, we are sending them DVDs, links on the back of that card that say we know the truth, links to sites that have the PDF of all this artwork, the translation, and the translation of the flash animation of the philosophy of liberty in Arabic that's going to infect the social networks of the entire Arabic-speaking world in the next week. When this happens, they are going to have a foundation by which they can say, yeah, we know the truth. We don't want to be ruled. We, you know, and what culture is this? It's the people of the pharaohs, man. It's one of the oldest cultures. We don't need another pharaoh or a pharaoh with a pharaoh boss and the pharaoh. So I'm going, how about I get to be my own pharaoh in my house? So this is what I want to infect. And I'm already on it, man. We're way down the road on this thing. So,
all right, yeah, man. I'm up for anything that helps people get rid of the perception of authority and that other people, you know, people believe that all people are created equal. Then how do other people have the authority to make rule over you, you know? So, I mean, once we can get rid of that, you know, misconception of authority and that other people have the right to give it to others when it's wrong for the individual to do.
Oh, Adam and Pete, man, you guys want to go international? Here we go. This is what I need you guys to do. You just go online, find some Facebook, blogging, Cairo, kind of whatever thing, and get me the information where we can send this to and let them know that you hooked them in, we're sending this stuff. I'll make sure you get it, the link, so you can send it to them so that they have a contact here of somebody from copblock.org, and you'll get a branch in Cairo. In Cairo, we're going, you want a worldwide government? You get a worldwide revolution.
Freedom's the answer. What's the question? You're listening to Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, it's just one day. Just one day here in Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, from the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com, and one day we do some stuff. Oh, we were always doing stuff. Adam, hold on a second. We got breaking news. Breaking news. I just heard, a commercial on here talking about something Thomas is working on in L.A. What's up, Thomas?
Well, we got the Freedom Conference going on from the Freedom Law School hosted by Paymon I'm going to butcher his name, Montada. I don't think that's right. But anyway, he's sponsoring the Freedom Conference in Ontario, California, February 18th through the 21st, 2011. And, man, they have an all-star lineup here of speakers. I mean, it's really off the chart, I think.
Like who?
Well, we got Joe Bannister, Adam Kokesh, Michael Badnarik, Bill Still, Paymon, Victor Thorne. There's a few more on here if I'm looking through my papers here.
So Kokesh driving, is he coming by?
Yeah. He's coming by, and he's going to pick us up, and we're all going to go to the conference, and we got a booth, and we'll be doing some wallet voting and pimping Freedom's Phoenix.
Wallet voting and Freedom's Phoenix. Yeah, you know, it's worth it. I fully endorse. So you, and this is where in California?
Ontario, California, where it's sunny.
What's the website they should go to?
It's freedomlawconference.org.
Freedomlawconference.org. Yeah, Paymon, he's come to Freedom Summits before and had a table and all this kind of stuff. It's more meeting. You know, we're going to get speechifying, spreading the word. So, cool. Thanks, Thomas. Let's go ahead, and is there anything else you need to share?
Well, you know, you also are going to have, the other two people that are going to be, I didn't mention, is Sheriff Mack and Jim Traficant, which I believe you're also going to be having on the air here.
Oh, yeah, okay. The 23rd, I think it is, or 1st, 22nd. Well, I think it's the 21st that he's coming in that Monday. He's going to be in here. And I talked to the scheduler and this and stuff, and they called me and whatever. Bottom line is this, 2 hours in studio with Jim Traficant. And we're going to, get the whole history. A lot of you don't know, back in the 80s, 90s, man, he was one of those Ron Paul kind of, giving speeches 1 minute deal, man. You get to say whatever you want from the floor of the Congress, and they can't arrest you. But he say whatever, he can name names, he can do whatever. The scumbag over here being scummy. And you know what? They put him in jail.
7 years.
7 years. IRS. I remember he used to live on a houseboat in the Potomac or something, and he was just kind of small. He's the only member of Congress that was ever certified sane. The Democratic Party in, I think it was Ohio, is he from?
Yeah, Ohio.
Ohio went out and said he was crazy. So he goes, fine. He goes to, a psychiatrist and say, am I crazy? Nope, not crazy. I'm certified sane. The only congressional member certified sane. So there will be a lot of interesting things to talk about. And he's of a different philosophical bent, which will make it all the more fun.
He's also going to be here in Phoenix at the Hometown Buffet in Scottsdale. I forget the date and the time, but it's all
right. He's here Monday night, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And I think Tuesday is the Hometown Buffet. And we have Wednesday, he's doing some private thing. And then he's spending the afternoon with me Monday. So we'll get you. You'll get 2 hours of Ernie and Jim Traficant. So you're not going to miss out any. So you guys stay tuned. Hey, anything else, Thomas?
I think that's it for now.
Cool. Thanks for getting us an update. Yeah, what do you think of that, Adam, man? We got all kinds of stuff going on.
Oh, sounds awesome, man. You guys are always on the beat, man. I love listening to it.
Tell me about, how, since you travel around the country, I'm interested in how you kind of manifest yourself when you go to different places. Is it meetups? You have, just people that support you and you hang out, you get to stay at their home, you go do some kind of activism. Are you ready to kind of light somewhere and start to build something like out of Keene or something? Well, what's your guys' plans?
I mean, we're on the road. It's a mix of all of those. I mean, you got to know your demographic when you're talking to. So when you're at a conference, the conference might be focused on one way or another way, and that's like you're in. And because Freedom is such a broad movement, it's every aspect of our life. But there's always something you can talk to, whether it's economic issues, personal issues, whatever the things on the table there. So we use people that are in the area that have the know-how on what topics are hot. When we were down there by you guys let us on to this great McCain rally. So we went down there, and the issue was war and the debate with David Nolan, rest in peace, that was down there, and just to cover those things. So we embed ourselves with guys who've got a know-how and a feel for what's going on in the area. You get the hot issue, so you know the demographic, and then you just try to work people with the ideas because they're solid, that self-ownership or it's your money and taxation is theft and whatever the end is, military, unjust wars, and you just find your way in and you network from there and you find more stories and more people, and it all works together as a big team and a fold. You got great people putting the product out, YouTube and the webs, Facebook. I mean, we use every aspect we can from every means. And
That's a good point that you bring up there, because that's kind of what's happening around the world. I mean, this is not just Egypt. We've seen a lot of this happen in Latin America and in Europe also. In fact, the Love Illusionary guy throwing the flowers, that was done by somebody in London.
I got to go, hey, man, you're using my thing. We did it in London. And it's how the revolution was known in France and Germany. And when we did the revolution march in Washington, D.C. in July of 08, at the same time, there were simultaneous rallies being done in Strasbourg. And I'm going, you know, it's all over. So I'm looking at what you guys are doing as representative of just a cultural shift that has the capacity to be shared in real time. And I'm with you, brother, that it's all about not picking another system to rule me. It's about, you know, what system I want. It's a, you know, I rule what's underneath this hat. I mean, I get to do it. And that, yeah, how hard is... Yeah.
No, I agree, man. The great thing about the movement is everybody's doing their thing when we'll fit some best, you know, and like Pete and I like to use the camera and highlight the, you know, the violence in the system and like how victimless crimes and people are stalked upon, you know, and
That's what I wanted to ask you, Adam. When you do this kind of stuff, what is it you're trying to focus on? You know, this law is bad, all laws are bad, or laws that do certain things are bad. What is the fundamental principle that you're trying to instill to have the most effect?
That liberty, that government is bad. Government in general is bad. Giving someone the authority over another person that an individual doesn't have. If you or I rob somebody, that is clearly theft. One individual can't take something by force from another, but the government does it with taxes. If you don't pay them, they take them from you by force. You don't have a choice. And so we try to just tell people through multiple means, whether it's filming police officers, dressing up as Uncle Sam, or covering an issue in a city. You just try to highlight people on how always the reoccurring theme is government. It's somebody using the vehicle and the evil thing known as the state to use their ideas, which they always say are the best, on other people who might not agree.
Oh, some fundamentals, man, fundamentals. I'm with you on this. You know, think about it. What happens when a 14-year-old anywhere on the face of this planet has the first time it hasn't come from his church? Synagogue, mosque, didn't come a lot of times from his family or neighborhood. And maybe grandma or grandpa happened to say something or a trusted friend. But, you know, generally they're brought up in this envelope that doesn't even mention the concept that you are in charge of yourself, that you have certain, you know, as a human being, what you made is yours. I mean, you know, that concept is so, if not foreign, certainly hasn't been instilled in them. You expose a 14-year-old to that anywhere, all of a sudden, you've changed. It's like the movie Inception. You have planted deep in their mind an idea that will forever change the course of history. I know this. You know this. That's what we do. I'm going to be doing it internationally. If they take out Ernie, this is one of the reasons why, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, man. You're always doing the right thing, which is pissing off the man. I mean, he's fighting for freedom.
Well, what's some of your next projects that you got planned?
Well, right now, I mean, like I said earlier, we have this court case in Massachusetts where we were filming public officials in a public space while they were also filming us, and yet they didn't like it because they say jump, and we don't say how high. We say, you know, a good thing to do when you're interacting with police is when they ask you questions, respond to questions or not to talk to them at all. You know, and when you have a camera and they know they're going to be held accountable, they don't like that. So, yeah, they ended up arresting us, caging us, and now are dragging us through a court system for what they call felony wiretapping when, again, they were doing the same thing at the same time. But yet that's okay.
Well, we're going to find out. But when we come back, we'll hear some more about this because I want to know what was on the tape. Is the tape going to be part of the evidence? Was it saved? Did it get erased? Do we have, how's the case going to go out? And has there been a countersuit? What are we asking for? We're going to find out here on Declare Your Independence when we come back with Adam Miller, copblock.org, just a little bit.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the beautiful studios of Freedoms with an S, freedomsphoenix.com. I'm on the line with Adam Mueller from Liberty on Tour and copblock.org. He just got out of jail yesterday for, you know, being disrespectful to the man in the black robe. And he said, oh, guess what? I got a cage for y'all, man. I got a cage. Now, we're going to go ahead and update some people on some of the other stuff that you got going on, but we're talking about you having to go back for a trial in, where is it, New Jersey?
Massachusetts. Greenfield, Massachusetts.
So in Massachusetts, you're going to defend yourself against officers that are videotaping you, then you're videotaping them, and they go, we can do it, and you can't, you're arrested.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they originally said we were charged with trespassing, but the next morning when we got to court, they said it was felony wiretapping, resisting arrest, and then
whatever else I can throw in there, yeah.
Right. For if you want more information about this thing, go to copblock.org/Greenfield, which is the post that has all the other links and the stories and videos behind it. But real quick, yeah, basically we were filming them. They were filming us. We were in a jail trying to bail out our friends, and they said we could, said we couldn't, then said we could, and then later arrested us for it. They then stole our cameras. We had, you know, we had cameras around our necks and in our hands. We were openly filming them, and they took them all. They still have them. They haven't given us the footage. We haven't got a discovery. And the court's just dragging it through continuance after continuance.
Well, I mean, have you made the request for discovery, though?
Yeah, we've asked for everything. I mean,
and they said, bite me?
Well, they just keep getting continuances. The DA says, you know, I haven't got to it yet. I haven't reviewed the file. I don't know if I have the tapes yet. It's always something else. They're allowed to do whatever they want and take as long as they want, you know?
Okay, let me walk this through for myself, and hopefully the audience probably has a lot of the same questions. Is, you know, first, let me, what is the location that this happened? What city, what state, what was the public building, what was that?
This is Greenfield, Massachusetts, and some other activists from the New Hampshire area were arrested and held in Franklin County Jail, which is in Greenfield, Massachusetts, and we went to go bail them out.
Okay, they were arrested for what? What were they arrested for?
Speeding and alleged gun and drug charges. So we were just going to bail them out and bring them back to New Hampshire.
Okay.
And being videographers, we just, you know, we film everything, and, you know, especially bureaucrats, but, you know, a lot of other things in our lives. So we were filming that day, and the guard said no. And then we asked for a supervisor, talked about it. The rules were on the wall. It said nothing about filming. We pointed out they were filming. He said no. After 10 more minutes of conversation, he said yes. We went to go get the money. The city cop stopped and tried to talk to us. We said, are we being chained? Are you free to go? He said, you're free to go. So we just left, went back up to the jail, tried to pay for our friend, the only friend we could get out of the three, and they said he had to shut the cameras. We're like, hey, your supervisor just said we could film. He said, well, they changed their mind. And the supervisor came out, the cops showed up, they arrested us. We went limp, so they dragged us to the car, then they threw us in a cage and brought us in front of a judge in the morning and charged us with felony wiretapping, resisting arrest, and they broke into our RV, which was like a couple blocks away, and after that, charged Pete with VIN manipulation, even though the VIN number is fine, and also with alleged firearms and ammunition possession, because in Massachusetts he doesn't have a card, and they allege he had some amount of bullets in the RV, but we don't know.
Okay, so because they can't. Now, the thing is that do you have an attorney on this?
No, we're both representing ourselves. We've been to court and asked for our evidence.
Well, you need to do a suppression of anything on search on Marv. That's for damn, Skippy.
Well, right. I mean, we were trying to go with the system as much as it was allowing us, but, I mean, it's not favorable, and we don't have, you know, it's a hard and tedious process to learn. I mean,
okay, how far are you? This is Massachusetts, right?
Yep.
How far are you from Boston there?
Oh, it's on the other side of the state, so it's probably a couple hours from Boston.
Mark Victor, criminal defense attorney here, my partner on the Freedom Summit, is criminal defense attorney from Boston, and his criminal defense attorney brother is an attorney in Boston.
Right. I mean, I don't know. It's something we can look into. I appreciate this. Maybe they want to contact us. We can further the conversation. But right now, you know, we feel that if the defense would produce the videos, that the videos would show that how even the people who are purporting to uphold the law didn't know the law.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you that if Mark Victor's brother says, I want to see the videos, it all goes away. That's what I'm saying.
Well, right. Sure. I mean, yeah, I'm just saying, you know, if they're interested in having a conversation, we're definitely interested in having one. But, I mean, right now we're doing the best we can.
All right.
And that's trying to logically use reason or use reason and logic with the state.
Do you have all of the information with the case numbers, a summary, description, kind of a legal packet that, you know, an attorney can get up to speed within 15 minutes without dragging it
out? Sure. I mean, yeah, it's all on the website. I mean, we're very public about everything. So, you know, compluck.org/Greenfield.
Okay, I'm looking at it right here. I'm going, let me tell you how fast this works. I'll go ahead and show the people. Here we go. I go up and I go, copy, Gmail, compose, my friend Mr. Mark, put it in the email, paste, boom shakalaka, and I go, please forward to your Boston Bubba to see if interested ... call me to get background. Boom shakalaka. There, done. Done, done, done. Okay? This is what I already know it's going to happen. When you do this, what happens is that you have I'm holding it up here until that's it. Okay, done. Now, the reason that I bring this up is every single time when they know you're going to be your own attorney and everything, they'll delay. They'll kind of, you know, you'll miss a deadline that they didn't, you know, they just kind of conveniently didn't tell you about. There's all kinds of things that they do. If you get an attorney that knows what's going on, just that he's on, just that he sent a letter, just to preserve evidence, just because we went through this when they beat Pastor Steven Anderson at the roadblock in Yuma. The first thing that Mark did is preservation of evidence. I want it right now. Give me, don't erase. Do you know, boom, boom, boom. How long ago did this happen?
Oh, that was in July.
You know, you still haven't got discovery?
No, we haven't, but we do have a preservation of evidence that was filed during our bail hearing.
Yeah, big deal. You ain't got it.
No, I mean, it was granted as well. It was given to us.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm on it.
I mean, I know
I'm on it.
They can do what they want.
I'm on it.
If they can't produce the evidence, then they should really dismiss the charges because they had it last.
Now, what they should and what they do, man, where you been? How many times have you been around the country and experienced this stuff,
man? No, I hear you. I'm just saying that to me, it's clear. I don't mind if they say I'm guilty in their court. You're always guilty in their court. They have no incentive to give you a fair trial. I'm saying if the people that I associate with and the people who watch all the facts will know. I mean, in Mississippi, they did the same thing, and, you know, it's proven.
What was the end of that in Mississippi? What finally happened there?
Nothing yet. I had a hung jury in December 2nd. I represented myself, and 4-2 hung jury. So now the state has decided they want to try me again, and so it's still in limbo. But, you know, we've released the footage now that they've deleted. People have seen it. I mean, my opinion, we've already won. Like, people down there are really upset.
They're still
thinking of
charging you again, going through another trial on that?
Yeah, it was a hung jury, so it's like it never happened. So now he has an infinite amount of time to decide to try me again. You know, I call him every now and then, and still no response or decision.
Wow.
$200. It was a $200 fine for a Totally Comic that I've already paid to get out of jail. You know, we've spent thousands of dollars on two trials in Mississippi and 22 months almost of, you know, legal back and forth.
I'm glad you guys are out there doing this because, you know, it's just an example after example after example of how pervasive it is around the country. You know, it's one thing, one of the gentlemen I was talking to about Egypt, I think it was yesterday, he was, you know, well, Egypt and we have and how bad Mubarak is, and he's talking about all the stuff they do, and I'm going, you know what, you think we don't understand? They're pulling us over and, you know, probing our genitals at the freaking airport. You can't drive down the highway, you know, go state to state without somebody, you know, emptying out your trunk. You can't go anywhere filming anything without them arresting you. You think we don't know where this goes? We know exactly where this goes. We know where it goes. We don't want it to go that far, so we're supportive of you too. And we got great examples like copblock.org, Adam Miller and Pete Iyer out there doing the battle for us. Hey, thanks for spending time with me, Adam.
Hey, appreciate you having me, Ernie.
It's always my pleasure. And we look forward to you coming back. You need to come back soon so we can go have some fun at the lake. We'll see you.
You're always welcome up here in New Hampshire.
I know some of the guys are going up there for Pork Fest. You know, we got a table up in Agoura Valley. They're going to have some fun. And, maybe I'll go, but we got it covered. Hey.
All right.
You guys keep doing what you're doing. We'll keep doing what we're doing. I'll talk to you more tomorrow.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what readersoffreedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readersoffreedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the information that detail the real news between the lines of propaganda about government policies and the true relationship we all have with coercive governments. Learn the true condition of our economy, innovations and technological breakthroughs in energy, health, computer science, and space travel. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media, the media that is so last century. Corporate media has evolved into nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but we now have a fantastic alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com provides constant news updates on the issues that affect our lives in the most important ways. Our liberty and our property are under constant attack, and FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda while encouraging the participation of our readers. Join us at FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com, where the revolution between the ears has already matured. Toured.